That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Do you want more guidance on building a spiritual practice that you can stick to? I think the answer has to be yes, because you're sitting here right now listening to Dear Gabby, looking for spiritual guidance, looking for support. And I find that often when people want to feel like they're being coached by someone, what they want most is to be told what to do. Because so many of us walk around, how do I feel better? How can I make my life better? How can I manifest more? How can I heal my past? But we are often just trying to figure it all out. But wouldn't it be nice if somebody just figured it out for you? Well, I did. And I did it with my Miracle membership. My Miracle membership is like having me as your coach in your inbox and on your phone at all times. You will get weekly emails with me with weekly lessons. So you're going to get a meditation, a lesson with a PDF worksheet, a community, guidance, mantras. It's just incredible. Plus, every 3 months, I'll lead you in one of my 21-day challenges. Manifesting challenges in January, meditation challenges in April, relationship challenge is coming up, body love challenge is coming up. We have so many amazing perks of this membership. So in between each challenge, I'm going to consistently keep you going with my weekly coaching emails and giving you clear direction on how to transform your life every single day. It's an easy to follow outline. It's week by week. It's meditations, affirmations, lessons, and worksheets, plus hundreds of hours of content inside your portal that have helped so many people manifest, reduce anxiety, help people improve relationships, everything. When you have a daily spiritual practice and you make your well-being your highest priority, you'll feel empowered, guided. You're going to feel inspired. You become a super attractor and you start to effortlessly manifest what you desire. And best of all, you don't have to figure it out anymore. I can show you the way. Go to deargabby.com/miracle membership to join. That's deargabby.com/miracle membership. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. Whew, what a day here. What a day. I am sitting in my studio reflecting on some experiences from 15 years ago, maybe 16 years now. It's crazy. Sitting in my studio apartment in New York City, listening to Sigur Rós, that awesome music, Sigur Rós. And I'm sitting there meditating and I'm feeling my hands go numb and I'm feeling this energy moving through me and I'm getting major messages from spirit and I'm so elevated and I'm just feeling that shift, sitting there for an hour, moving into 2 hours, then heading out to dinner with some friends, coming back, meditating before I go to bed, and just opening up my conscious awareness to this presence of spiritual guidance. I became so obsessed with that meditation practice. I was such a spirit junkie. I mean, I still am such a spirit junkie. And that practice that I developed so strongly at that time has carried me through my entire life. It's carried me through addiction recovery. It's carried me through recovering traumatic memories and healing. It's carried me through the relief from healing postpartum depression. It's carried me through the recent loss I've had with my son. It's carried me. It's carried me. It's carried me. It's been a presence and a friend by my side. And I've practiced lots of different types of meditations throughout my life. I've been really clear about my main practice, which is transcendental meditation. And then for many years, I was practicing and studying Kundalini meditation and sharing that and still lean on those practices in specific moments because they're very topical and practical and so, so easy to just tap into. And most recently, really using bilateral music for my meditation. And my meditation journey has continuously grown as I have grown. It has developed, it has strengthened, it has been such a powerful practice. And even this morning, I just lay down in my bed before I opened my eyes, before my son woke up, placed my hand on my heart, my hand on my belly, and just listened and breathed and started to see images and started noticing direction and feeling guided. And most importantly, just feeling soothed by my inner sense of safety and that inner place of self-energy, that connection, that compassion, that loving voice within me. And that's what meditation is. It's actually a bridge from our ego, the outside world, all of the protector parts of us, the ways that we numb out, play small, the ways that we run and hide, back to the source of self within us, that calm, compassionate inner parent that we all have. And when we meditate, we are guided back to that sense of self with a capital S.
Gabby.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Relationships take a lot of work, especially the most important one that you can have in your life, which is your relationship to yourself. So this month, BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you that you are what matters most. I always like to refer to that beautiful metaphor of we have to put the oxygen mask on ourselves first. And that means that we have to take an honest inventory of what we need to help ourselves feel supported. And that's why I absolutely love this sponsor, BetterHelp, and I'm a huge advocate of therapy. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service that's 100% online. They can match you with a therapist in under 48 hours. I've been hearing directly from my community how much they love BetterHelp too. I received this message from Tiffany, and she said this beautiful, beautiful testimonial. I just want to say thank you. I came across your podcast and learned about BetterHelp. It's only been a few weeks, and I have gained a lot of insight and tools to help me heal. I feel like 2022 will be a great year. That is just absolutely stunning. I'm so happy to hear that testimonial, and I love knowing that the sponsors of Dear Gabby are helping you feel supported on your journey. Therapy has supported my life every step of the way. In fact, when I launched my new book, Happy Days, I said to my therapist, because she's such a huge character in the book, I said, who do you think is going to play you in the movie? So I really, really can't say enough about what it means to have the privilege of having someone support you on your journey to personal development and growth. And BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to, which is really soothing at times. And it's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. So you can give it a try today and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Dear Gabby listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Dear Gabby. That's BetterHelp.com/Dear Gabby. And so I reached out to you guys on my social media, and I asked you for questions about meditation, because right now we're starting my meditation challenge, my 21-day meditation challenge. It's starting on April 1st. And when you take that journey of the meditation challenge, it's such a commitment to yourself to say yes to freedom inside, that inner freedom. It's a commitment to say yes to feeling better. It's a commitment to your family, your loved ones, because you raise your vibration, your energy literally elevates, and you start to show up for the world in a much bigger way. And so when we make that statement, yes, I'm ready to meditate for 21 days with Gabby, let me have her as my coach, you're really signing a sacred contract with the universe that you're ready to go big. And all the details are in the show notes. You can go check it out, deargabby.com/meditation challenge. But I asked you guys, what do you want to know about meditation? Because I wanted to dedicate this entire episode to really Dear Gabbying your questions. And so here we are. I just have your questions. I have no preparation as ever. I never have prep for these. I just have a little outline of what we're going to talk about. So I just want to speak extemporaneously about this practice that has changed me forever, and a practice that will be something that can be by your side for a lifetime if you choose it. So let's start with my first question. Dear Gabby, how do I even start meditating? Boom, what a good place to begin. Here we go. Well, one resource would be definitely get into the meditation challenge, because it's going to meet you where you are, whether you're a longtime meditator or it's your first time ever doing it. But today, here's how you begin. Right here, right now, as long as you're not driving, I just want you to sit up straight, whether you're on a chair or cross-legged on the floor, and place your palms facing upward. And just notice any area of your body where there may be any tension or anxiety or frustration or blocks. Gently take a deep breath in, breathing into that space in your body. On the exhale, let it go. Take another deep breath in and breathe into that area of your body where you're holding on to any discomfort. And on the exhale, let it go. Breathing in and notice that area in your body. And just breathe into that space. And on the exhale, let it go. Take one more deep breath in and release it. And when you're ready, open your eyes. There's your answer. That's how you start. You just meditated. How do you feel? Let me know in the show notes what you feel. If it's like, you know, we just did a 30-second meditation, what did that feel like? That's a good place to start. Tapping in with your body. Where do you feel tension? And breathing into that space in your body, and then on the exhale, letting it go. If you can do that for 2 minutes in the morning or 3 minutes in the morning, you're grounding yourself in meditation. Major, major, major. The next question is awesome. What's your top 3 tips for beginners? If you're a newbie to meditation, there's 3 things I would highly recommend. One is be uninterruptible. So if you're going to sit down and you're going to make a commitment to meditate, make sure your phone's off, make sure your computer is not dinging, make sure your children are in the other room with a good 15 minutes of space, if not more. Just grounding yourself in a space that's uninterruptible. Be comfortable as well, physically comfortable. A lot of people say, oh, I can't lie down if I'm meditating. That's like a big rule in meditation. I think that's a bunch of bullshit. I think you could absolutely lie down if it's going to be soothing to your body. I wouldn't lie down to fall asleep, but maybe lie back. Get comfortable. Cover yourself with a blanket. Make sure you're warm, connected. That would be the second tip. And then the third tip, so the first one's uninterruptible. The second tip is to be comfortable. And the third tip is use your breath, because so many of us, our brain is taking over. But once you lean into breath, breath can begin to soothe your entire nervous system. Breath is a point of focus. Breath is a direct access to another focal point rather than your thoughts. So if you're breathing in for 5, holding for 5, out for 5, in for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hold 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, release 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That practice alone has the power to completely transform you, because you're focusing on the counting and the breathing, which takes you away from the thinking. Really cool. Really simple. So let me recap those steps. Find a place where you're uninterruptible. Be comfortable. Focus on your breath. Use that 5 in, 5 hold, 5 out. There you go. Simple meditation. In for 5, hold for 5, out for 5. I'd love to introduce you to Magic Mind, the little magic elixir which makes your body hum. They are sponsoring this episode today. Magic Mind is a magical elixir that makes you focus better on your work, be more creative, and drink less coffee. Hello. I love this product. I absolutely love this product. The world's first productivity drink, a mix of 12 functional ingredients, including matcha, nootropics that make you feel focused, and adaptogens that also help fight off stress. Created to be taken daily for a sharper mind, steady energy, immune support, and less stress. And I've been loving my Magic Mind. It's been really helping me stay alert all day long. And I drink it after days of podcasting, and I'm just really, really, really focused and productive. Also, it contains minimal caffeine, all of which comes from matcha tea. And you know I love sponsors that I believe in, and that's this brand because they use all natural ingredients. They're also 100% carbon neutral. They're committed to helping the environment. They also donate 5 cents for every bottle sold to mental health charities and services that assist impoverished and homeless communities within the United States. This was created for entrepreneurs, writers, creators, basically people who need performance. It can help you with procrastination, brain fog, and also can boost your mood. I know if you're listening to Dear Gabby, you're already committed to feeling better, and Magic Mind can help you on your journey. I actually have a special offer just for my Dear Gabby listeners. All you have to do is go to magicmind.co/Gabby and use code GABBY at checkout to get a limited 20% off your first order. That's magicmind.co/GABBY and use code GABBY for 20% off your first order. If you're a regular listener of the show, you know that taking care of my gut is one of my biggest priorities. The gut is connected to everything. Probiotics are something that I take daily, and I won't miss a day of my probiotics because they help me keep my gut healthy. And if you're looking for something to support your digestive health, this product is for you. I love this sponsor so much. Seed's Daily Symbiotic is the real deal. Seed Daily Symbiotic is a broad spectrum 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic. And the reason that that's so valuable is it's a proprietary formulation of 24 distinct probiotic strains and it's scientifically studied dosages. Proprietary engineered 2-in-1 capsules that protect probiotics through digestion to ensure the delivery to the colon. There's a lot of probiotics out there, and this one is legit, people. Some of them won't be doing anything for you. And if you've taken a probiotic before and never felt a difference, it's because the good bacteria wasn't surviving in your GI tract. And so Seed is designed differently, and that's why it works so well. It also supports benefits beyond the gut. Yes, I said it. Seed will support ease of bloating, healthy regularity, and ease of evacuation, if you know what I mean. And it will also support your gut microbiome, and it will also make your skin glow, 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 glow. Many see improvements in digestion within 24 to 48 hours. It's really incredible. I also love their chic little travel glass vial that I've been using a lot lately as I'm on my book tour. So start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/deargabby and use code DEARGABBY to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/deargabby and use code DEARGABBY. How to calm my monkey mind during meditation. Dear Gabby, how do I calm my monkey mind during meditation? Boom, boom, boom. Love that one. Well, here's the thing. A lot of people think that when they're meditating, they have to push their thoughts away or, you know, just shut them up. That's actually completely not the case. We want to notice the thought and then return to the breath, or notice the thought and maybe return to a mantra. I think if you do have a lot of thoughts during meditation, a mantra-based meditation can be very helpful for you. So what is a mantra? Much like your breath, it's a single-pointed focus. So if you notice that your mind is just going crazy, you've got lots of thoughts and you just can't keep them from relaxing or stepping aside, just gently notice the thought, and you can even, you know, just be gentle with it. Okay, there you are, my thought. Thank you for showing up. I know you have something to reveal to me. And then just gently return back to your mantra. And a mantra could be simple as Sat Nam, which is truth is my name, or soham, I am that, or just repeating, I am that, I am love. Repeating that mantra, any mantra, soham, sat nam, whatever feels resonant for you. And just keep repeating the mantra, and then your mind's going to go wander, and then you just come back to the mantra. And then your mind's going to wander again, and then you return back to the mantra. And you just keep coming back, gently just guiding yourself back to the mantra. That mantra is a single-pointed focus that leads you back to peace. And when you really give yourself permission to just lean into that mantra, 5 minutes will become 10 minutes, 10 minutes will become 15 minutes, 15 minutes will become 20 minutes. Very similar to a transcendental meditation practice, a mantra-based meditation practice. In TM, you're given a mantra. You have to go through the training, you get a mantra. And then when you have your mantra, you just meditate 2 times a day, repeating that mantra over and over. You could start that, and you do that for 20 minutes, 2 times a day. For a newbie, just start with a mantra like Sat Nam, truth is my name, and just repeat it, Sat Nam, Sat Nam. You can even find peace in your pulse. Like, this is a great Kundalini method. Put your hand on your wrist and just relax and notice your pulse. And as you feel into your pulse, you feel that pulse coming and going. Repeat the mantra, Sat Nam, Sat Nam, Sat Nam. And just repeat it as you hold your pulse. You could find your pulse on your neck or on your wrist. Peace is in your pulse. Very good one for newcomers. And that returning to the mantra is a very gentle way of letting go of the thinking mind, the monkey mind. But what's also so cool about that is there's nothing wrong with thinking a lot in your meditation, because that just means it's an active meditation. It means that you're working something out. It's just getting moved through. And if you gently keep returning to your breath and your mantra, you can relax those thoughts and just let them move through naturally rather than overthinking. There's nothing wrong with your thoughts. You don't want to push them away or judge them. Just want to breathe in and return to the mantra. I love this question. Dear Gabby, what type of meditation helps when someone you're around always brings your vibe down? Ooh, meditation for energy protection. So this is something I like to do. I would like to step away from that relationship as quickly as you can and find yourself in that uninterruptible, comfortable space. And start with a prayer, which is, thank you, universe, or thank you, God, or thank you, love, energy, whatever you believe in, for removing any negative energy I may have picked up and for retrieving any positive energy I may have lost. Boom. That prayer sets you up. And then allow yourself to go into a meditation where you visualize with every inhale, you're retrieving any energy that you might have lost. And with every exhale, you're letting go of any energy that is not serving you. Inhale that vision of light energy. Exhale a vision of gray vibrational energy. Inhale light, exhale gray. Inhale light, exhale gray. And eventually start noticing that gray starts to transform into light. Breathing in that light, exhaling light, extending that light. Inhale light, extend light. Because you literally want to visualize like you're cleansing yourself, bringing in that light and letting go of anything that's gray and releasing any of that negative energy that might be holding you back from being comfortable, free, steady, and at ease. Big one. Dear Gabby, how do you know if you're doing it right? I love this question. You know you're meditating right. There's no right or wrong way. When you feel relaxed, when you come out of your meditation and you feel energized and at ease and released of tension, relaxed in your mind, relaxed in your body, more centered, more grounded. You know that your meditations are working when you are less reactive, when you just feel like you have a steadiness about you. Your body starts to reap the benefits of meditation, because when you calm your nervous system and stimulate the vagus nerve, which regulates the entire nervous system, your whole body can settle. And in that settled state, you feel a great sense of relief in your mind and your body. Physical back pain starts to release, your shoulders, your hips, your stomach. You sleep better. There's so many great benefits of having a meditation practice.
savvy.
If I meet a woman in her mid-30s that wants to have kids but wants to wait, my biggest advice is go get your egg reserves looked at. Knowledge is power. And when you know more, you can make better decisions for your body, for your health, for your future. And there aren't many decisions bigger than having a child. But for many women, their fertility is a big question mark. That's why Modern Fertility was created. It's an easy way to affordably test your fertility hormones at home, so simple, just with a finger prick. Mail it in. It has a prepaid label. You just send it in, and you're going to get a personalized result within 10 days. Traditional testing with your doctor can cost over $1,000, but Modern Fertility gets you the same info at $159, which is a fraction of the price. And if you go to modernfertility.com/Gabby, you can get $20 off your first test. The traditional guidance with fertility has been just wait and see. Oh my God, take it from me, guys. I had my first child at 39 years old. Don't just wait and see. Please take this seriously. You'll get insight into your hormone levels, your ovarian reserve, aka how many eggs you have. And if you don't like the results, you want to get at it, maybe you freeze your eggs or maybe you get going in the bed, whatever you need to do. But it's important to really have the information. The results go deep into what every hormone means. You can also talk one-on-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and options for next steps. And if you want children today or maybe one day in the future, clinically sound information about your body can help you make the decision that's right for you. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/Gabby. That means your test will cost $139 instead of the hundreds or thousands it could cost at a doctor's office. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/Gabby. modernfertility.com/Gabby. Next question, here we go. Dear Gabby, is it normal to see colors while meditating? Totally. So the more you develop your meditation practice, the more intuitive you become. Because remember, meditation is the bridge from the ego's monkey mind to the energy of self within you. Self is intuitive. Self is creative. Self is loving. Self is profoundly connected. And so when you bridge from ego to self and you come back to that seat of self and that presence of God and love and self within you, you start to become a clear channel to receive spiritual guidance. And in that space of receiving spiritual guidance, you open up your connection to what is known as mediumship, your channel. You can begin to see images, you can see colors, you can see something that may be a directive message for you. You can hear audibly or you can hear intuitively. You can get messages for yourself and others. And that's just one of the benefits. You just become a clearer, intuitive force. If you want to do a creative project, like write a book or create some art or do anything creative, meditate first. Because what happens when you meditate is you open up the channel to receive divine wisdom and guidance. Oh, it's such a powerful way to do this. And so many people who have gone through the 21-day meditation challenge have revealed to me that not only did they feel better and look better and feel more grounded and connected, but they also started channeling. They also started receiving more inspired ideas. Their creative endeavors got really amplified. Many people came out of that challenge and wrote a book or came out of that challenge and created art. So much creativity comes out of that practice. So yes, you can see colors. Dear Gabby, how to meditate when it feels so vulnerable as a trauma survivor? Oh, my love. Well, first of all, I hope you're reading Happy Days. And I have a lot of meditations in that book that are really about grounding your body and getting connected to your body. Because when you have trauma, you disconnect from the body. You leave your body, literally, and your soul departs. And so the best body-based meditations are shared in Happy Days. I'll share some with you now that are just about grounding you in your presence, in your physical body, to grounding your feet, grounding your energy. So I love the heart hold, placing your hand on your heart and your other hand on your belly, whichever hand on the heart feels most grounding for you. And feel your seat under your butt and the floor under your seat. And then feel into the building under the floor and all that's holding the building up. Notice the ground that's holding up the structure, and the earth beneath the ground. And feel that grounding energy. Visualize it. And with your hand on your heart in this grounded state, just breathe in, I am safe. And on the exhale, I am safe. Breathing in, I am safe. Exhale, I am safe. Breathing in, I am safe. And on the exhale, I am safe. If you commit to making your meditation practice grounding and soothing, then you don't have to worry about overactivating yourself, because the point and the focus is to get grounded, feel at ease, and relax your nervous system. In that relaxed state, you are safe. You've created a baseline of safety in your body that will help you stay connected and aligned. This is such a beautiful topic. I want to do this more, where you guys just throw me some questions about meditation. And the last question was, Dear Gabby, what are the benefits of daily meditation practice? My daily meditation practice has saved my life and given me life. It has allowed me to stay grounded and connected. It's a priority. Sometimes when I have a busy day and I've missed my daily meditation, I'll ask for help. I'll say to my husband, can you take Ollie for 20 minutes so I can just go upstairs, lie on my mat, my PEMF mat, and just meditate and relax and soothe my system. We have the power in any moment to redirect our energy field, calm our nervous system. And the benefits are so great. Calming your mind, relaxing your body, releasing stress and anxiety, regulating your nervous system, releasing tension, physical tension, restoring your physical symptoms to be at ease, releasing those psychosomatic symptoms from the pressure that they take on of all the stress, letting the body naturally heal. You become more present in your life with your loved ones. You feel more connected, grounded, and steady. And my prayer is to give you the creative possibilities that meditation offer. And the absolute best way I can serve you in reigniting a meditation practice, starting a meditation practice, amplifying your existing practice, is through the 21-day meditation challenge. I really hope you guys join. It starts April 1st. This is your moment to get in. Just head over to deargabby.com/meditation challenge. Know that I will be there by your side, guiding you every step of the way. It's such an honor to be able to speak with authority about these practices, because these are practices that have changed my life. They've given me life, and I'm ready to give them to you. So open your heart and your mind to what this could be and just say, yes, I'm ready to go big. I'm ready to go in and go home. We come back to our truth when we're grounded in our meditation practice. So excited to see you guys in the challenge. deargabby.com/meditation challenge. Practice any one of the methods that I just gave you here today and leave me a message inside the reviews. Let me know how it went. How was your practice? Let me know. I love reading your reviews. Absolutely magnificent. I feel at ease even talking about this. I love you guys. Enjoy your meditation. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week.